WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Mary Alice.
Good afternoon, and thanks for joining me for this weekly series here on WTUZ. I'm in the studio with the Ohio Department of Transportation. I've got two folks here with me today, and one of them is a well-known name around here, and that is District 11 Public Information Officer Lauren Burrell. And we're going to be talking about really the 2021 construction season. Lauren, first off, tell me a little bit about the overall total projects that ODOT is going to be doing in District 11.
This year in 2021, we have 116 total projects, and that's $118 million that we're investing into Eastern Ohio. These projects include slide repairs. There's 33 of those, 28 pavement projects, 28 bridge and culvert projects, and 24 safety improvement projects.
And of course, one thing we do have to remember is for the district, you guys just don't cover Tuscarawas County.
Absolutely. In District 11, we cover seven counties, which includes Belmont, Carroll, Columbiana, Harrison, Holmes, Jefferson, and Tuscarawas.
Okay. And before we move on, I also have with me Jared Geog. Tell me a little bit about what you do at ODOT.
I oversee the construction department, which obviously entails the culverts, bridge repairs, resurfacing projects throughout our district.
And we're going to be talking about multiple different projects here in Tuscarawas, Carroll, Holmes, and Harrison County. And to start off with, for Tuscarawas County, Lauren, tell me what we're looking at as a big overview for our local county here.
So here in Tuscarawas County, our program is $22.8 million this year, and that includes 15 projects. And we've got two slide repairs, four pavement projects, four bridge and culvert projects, four safety projects, and a couple other miscellaneous projects.
Okay, and I think one of the big things that we need to touch on early on for Tuscarawas County is over there along State Route 800, just north of Dover, actually. Whoever wants to touch on this, what's going on over there? Because there's like three or four different projects.
Yeah, we'll start with the paving project on 800. It's broken into four sections. The first section will be a resurfacing, which is going on right now from the Dover Corp limit to the Dover Dam. The contractor will then skip ahead, and they will mill and resurface inside the corporation limit of Mineral City. That would be the second section. The third section would be a full depth pavement removal and replacement, which goes from the Dover Dam to the South Corp of Mineral City. That work will start on June 1st this year, and within that section there will be three broken down sections of the actual closure.
Okay.
So there will be a closure from the Dover Dam to the south leg of State Route 212 will be the first section. Once that's completed and opened up, then the next section we close will be between the south leg of 212 and the north leg of 212. Then after that section is completed, they will jump ahead to the north section of 212 to Mineral City, the south end of Mineral City. During the resurfacing sections, they'll be done under flaggers, just like our normal paving operation you'd see around the counties in the past. The section with the closure will actually be when it's a full closure, and that'll be accessed to only local traffic only and to businesses.
And before we move on, you mentioned there that there's going to be milling work and then also a deeper work. What are those two different things?
Yeah, so the milling and resurfacing section, we will actually mill off 3 inches of asphalt and put back 3 inches of asphalt. In the full depth resurfacing sections, they'll actually remove all the asphalt and the concrete and build it back up and completely rebuild the roadway.
Moving on, there's also some other projects, a bridge preservation project on US 250.
Yeah, so this bridge actually goes over US 250. It is Johnson Drive. It is a complete closure for a deck replacement. Along with the deck replacement, there is a lot of earthwork that goes on to widen out the roadway to make things safer for the public. The concrete that you would actually physically drive on will be replaced with minor substructure work.
Any other bigger projects that we're going to be seeing here in Tuscarawas County that folks may need to know about?
Yeah, we do have a bridge replacement on 416 down by the Point Restaurant. It is also a deck replacement project. It is ongoing right now. So just be aware of some delays, some backups with that project, but it is signalized through that area.
And just to give folks a heads up, just there north of Dover around the State Route 416, State Route 800, there's obviously a lot of projects going on right now. We've got the resurfacing, the bridge job on 416, and we also have two side repairs. These projects will not run at the same time, but folks will see through there that we're going to have traffic restricted to one lane and maintain with signals. And we know that this is a heavily traveled area. And if possible at times, we highly recommend finding an alternate route just for the next couple months to give you another option. That way you're not delayed, you know, with your travels and everything locally.
Okay, and I'll go over to you, Jared. And for a slide repair project, all I can think of is the road is no longer there, or the you know, the dirt right next to it is right. No longer there. So how do you kind of go about doing a repair project like that?
So what we do a lot in our district are our slide repair projects, very mm-hmm. common thing in our district. Yes, it is the roadway sliding away, okay. or the shoulders starting to fail. So we have a couple different options. We do a drilled shaft lag wall, and we also do what's called a plug pile wall. And in this case on 800, both of these projects are plug pile walls. The biggest thing with those, the slide repair projects mm-hmm. on 800, it's a coordination deal. We're really trying to coordinate the work between the resurfacing project and the retaining wall project. So it's been difficult to work with the contractors, and as well as utilities, getting utilities relocated to get everything coordinated together at once, so we're not stepping on each other's toes during the course of the construction season.
And unfortunately, that's going to be all of our time for this episode. More information about construction projects can be found at ogoa.com. Once again, Public Information Officer Lauren Burrell and also Construction Engineer Jared Geog joining me for this episode here on WTUZ. And Jared and Lauren are both going to be back with me next week, and we're going to finish out our conversation touching upon some of our neighboring counties that big projects are going to be impacting traffic there. So be sure to tune in next Wednesday after the new news. I'm your host, Mary Alice.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.